We were holding Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph on top. In the middle of the Shalom now, and our Mishnah, we had a Machlokes that according to Rabbi Yosi Haglili, he holds Efshel at Tzamtzem, even B'day Shemayim. And the Mishnah's case was a Rochel gave birth to two Zechorim at the same time. So we have a right to tell that both of them came out the exact same second, and therefore both of them have Kedushas Bechor on them. The Shalom is Rabbanon Agrin of Yisigli, they hold no. They hold the Efshel at Tzamtzem, meaning it's not possible for both of them to come out the exact same second. So for sure, one came out a drop before the other, and only one of them is Kaddish. So we came out true that with the Shemayim, there we hold E.F. Shalat Samsim. The Shalom the Gemara was, according to Rabbanan Shita, what's going to be with the other? If a person goes to measure it out or to do things the exact same time, is it possible for a person to do it? By there, we'll give birth by itself. We're not doing it. It's happening by itself, like with the Shemayim. So there, maybe we can't tell to say exactly it happened the same time. But maybe the person goes to measure something, it's possible to measure both the same thing to make Efshel at Tzamtzem. That's the Shal according to the Rabbonin, what's the love of the Yodim? The last case was about Tarshimah, the last Gemara was Nimsa Mechubim Mechnei Yoris. You find the mace outside in between two cities. So it says, Lach Eshteyim Eviyo Eshtey Egolis. Give a Reb Leza. Both, each city has to bring its own Egla Rufa. So my time, what's the reason? That we hold with the yodim, meaning here, where we go down and measure it, it's possible to say that yes, it's an exact measurement of this mace is equal exactly in between the two cities. And also with Darshan Apostle, that it's possible to have two cities close to the mace that both have to bring an Egla Rufa. So we're here to remind that with the yodim, we say Efshel at Tzamtzem. And how mean it was that Risa Rab Lezer goes according to Rabbanan Shita of our Mishnah. The Gemara says, no lie, it could be Rab Lezer, he's the top of Yud Ches of Aleph now, that they Rab Lezer sub like Rab Yosef Lili. That maybe Rab Lezer holds like Rab Yosef Lili Shita in the Mishnah. The Yom that he holds Efshel at Tzamtzem B'day Shemayim. It's called the Kosh Shechem B'day Yodim. For sure then B'day Yodim he holds Efshel at Tzamtzem, so there wouldn't be a good proof from Rab Lezer. You want to know, according to the Rabbanan that argue in the B'yosek Lili, the whole day B'day Shemayim, we hold E'efshel at Tzamtzem, what's going to be B'day Yodim? Now the Gemara says, Ne'eme Ketanoi. Let's say it's a Machlokes Tanoim, if you hold E'efshel at Tzamtzem or not. That's the Havamina. What's the Machlokes Tanoim over here? And it says, Nimtzeh Mechuvin Bein Shtei Ayoris. So you find the mace in between two cities, so Lo'eho Ye'orfim, there's no Deneg La'ruf, you don't bring it at all. We have Lazarai Menol, Shtei Mevias, both cities bring it. Shtei Agolas, and each one brings one, like two Agolas have to be brought. So what's the Machlokes? My love, isn't it that the Baal Kemitzel is the Machlokes over here? The Tanakam is Sovi Efshel at Tzamtzem. It's Efshel at Tzamtzem, you don't know exactly that it's not in between both cities, for sure it's closer to one. So Rashi says, Hilkar, therefore, very often you don't bring an Egel Ruf at all. The Holacha Samaris, Ani Eina Kroivi, each city has a right to say, I'm not the closer one, the other one is closer. So Mashmak, it's a Sufik, and Vat, it's a Shalat, the Abachiv, to bring the Korban or not, and being among this, who would say, like a Moisim Chayim, or Baraya. In a Sufik, each one is the Havmin, it would be proper for bringing the Korban. And Reb Lezer Sova, no, Efshel at Tzamtzem. It's possible to be in Tzamtzem, that both are exactly, this mace is in between both cities. And therefore, then it's like Rashi says, "V'kroiva filu kroivais." Even by both cities, then we'll have to bring the Egle Rufa. So that's the Machlokes. Samar says, "No, but Tizbur, this is a good svara." Samar says, "But Tizbur, like this, is this really the svara of the Machlokes?" Eek, so if the Tanakam really holds that Efshel at Tzamtzem, it's not possible to be that we can know it's exactly smack in the middle. But so really, it's closer to one. If so, Amalu Amalu Hay Ofer. What's the svara to say that both of them are potom? They should have to bring one egel. Bishutfis, not to bring a Bishutfis. Partners, these two cities. And the Yisrael, they make it tonight. Iraqi said, they make it tonight to say that if it's the right side, if the city on the right side is really the one that has to bring it, so one on the left side will be Moichel, that portion to the right side, and it'll be the right side's carbon. And if the one on the left side, that's the real city that's closer. So one on the right side will be Meichel, their chelik, and this korban, and this egla, and the egla rufa, to the other one. So how can you say that pot legam, and the chruat is a body chiv here? So Manashav, let them both be mekayim the chayiv. Elo must be lahani tanoi, currently both these machlokes, both these tanoim, hatoi vila, the kuli yama, both of them hold, that efshel at Tzamtzem. it's possible that we could know exactly, to measure it out exactly, that this mace is really in between both cities exactly. So what's the machlokes then? Well, chobir, the machlokes is b'kroiv v'loy kroiv v'skimiflagi. Shara, how do we dash in the post? When the post says that the city that's closest to the mace has to be in the egla rufa. The Tanakam holds kroiv v'loy kroiv. Only if one city is closer to the mace does that city have to bring the egla rufa. But when you have two cities involved, then you put that there's no din egla rufa. That's called kroiva v'loy kroivois. And v'reb leza sabano, kroiva v'afilu kroivois. Even though you have two cities just as close, still close, because we're going now, actually it's the same. So the lacha is, both cities have to bring it. So that's the machlokes over here. So Kopa the Gemara says now, my heavier law, what's the maskon again? Within our first shal according to the rabbanin. Do they hold in our mishnah, actually it's the same, by the yodim and not? So Amar Rav Chiya Bar Avin Amar Rav Amram Tono, we learn like this: Nimtza Mechuvim Ben Shtei Ayoris. If you find a mace right smack in between the two cities, Rav Lozavay Meshtei Mevias Shtei Agolas. Both cities, both of them have to bring an agola. Each one has to bring one. The Chachom Mam Yechom say Yaviyu Eglo Achas B'Shutfis. No, both the two cities bring one with partnership. The Yistin, let them make a Tanai, they make a condition, like we said, that if the first one, if the right side one is the one closer, then the left side one is the Mechel to them, and the opposite way. So now, let's see. My Kasav Rabbonim, what's the Shant of Rabbonim here, what do they hold? E Kasav Rabbonim, what Rabbonim hold? D.F. Shalit Samtsein, that it's possible that this mace, when we measure it out, could really be right smack in the middle, so both the cities are just as close. Ukroibav, I feel Ukroibav, the Yosnash in the Posik. And not only one city close, even two cities also have a chiyuv to bring it. If so, leisi tarti, so that lechura each city should have to bring his own egla rufa. How could you only bring one b'shutris? Should have to have two of them. Vi kroivo, v'loy kroivo. So the mind we dash in the post of kroivo, and not kroivo, it's only one, and not when two cities are involved. If so, afilu chod leleisi, not even one you shouldn't bring. So kohen achom, you should have been potter, not have to bring one b'shutris. El Olav, isn't it? Shema Min, we have a proof that Kesavri Rabbon and Rabbon and hold Yevshalit Samson. It's impossible for us to measure, to have an exact measuring that this mace is smack in the middle. And therefore, what's closer to one of them? Just we don't know which one. And therefore, you have to bring one Beshutfis. So the proof is that through the Bidda Yodom, so you see, even Bidda Yodom, most of Rabbon and hold Yevshalit Samson. Shema Min, that's a good proof. So coming out now, according to Yosef Lili, Yosef Samson, both Bidei Shemaim and Bidei Yodim. And according to the Rabbanan, they argue in both cases, Yosef Samson, us Bidei Yodim, we can't measure, we can't tell the two things are exactly alike. Not when there's a later, when two kids come out at the same time, like Bidei Shemaim, and not even we go to measure it, our measuring is not exactly. We can't have it both to be exactly. Now it says, Rav Tafra Noimah, Hakoyin Borele Asayofa. It says in the Mishnah, so according to Chachamim, only one of the two is Kedushas Bechor. We don't know which one. Again, with the Rachel gave birth to two at the exact same time. So according to Chachamim, only one of them is Kaddish. So which one do we give the Kohen? So it's a Machlokes. If Tafron says, our Kohen gets the better one. So night time, what's the reason? Now, the Chur of the Kashmir is really the Yisrael. He should hold on to it. Because there should be Yisrael of HaMoisim HaChavir all over Ayim. Like the Kohen wants to take it away from the Yisrael, so the Chur of the Kohen has the right, the Yisrael has the right to say, go bring me a proof that the better one is the Kohen. So Akum Rav Tarfin says the Kohen has the right to choose the better one. So there it says, my friend Rav Tarfin, Kesavri Yols, Hohu Debori, Nova Bresha, the Sarada Fed, the stronger one, the healthier one, came out first, like he pushed his way through first. So therefore, the Sarada Fed, the healthier one, the bigger one, that's really the Bechor. Now Rabbi Kiva Roima Mishamnim. Kiva says no, we have to value between them. We'll see soon. It means to say that the Kochosh goes to the Kohen. The weaker one goes to the Kohen. Om Rabbi Kiva Rab, Om Rabbi Yechanan. Ha Koye Noita Kochusha. What Rabbi Kiva meant to say by Mishamnim means to say the Kohen takes the weaker one. Om Alei Rabbi Kiva Rab, Om Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Kiva also about Rabbi Yechanan. I Vonan Mishamninon Beinayim Tanan. Much we have to value both of them. Which is mashma, we have to see how much both of them are worth. Then we divide it up in between equally. So how could you say the Kohen gets the weaker one? Or Malay said back to him like this, Like up until you keep on eating this fancy dates and bovo, Rashi said, until you pull yourself up, Tagminu, I already explained it, may Seifa, bring my own proof, what's trying to keep on from the Seifa, the Mishnah. The Tani Seifa says in the Seifa, Meis Achad Mehem, let's say one of these two die, so in the case again where one goes to the Kohen, one goes to the Israel, so Rabbi Tafan Nam Yachloikum, Kafan said you divide equally, Yachloikum. Rabbi Kiva Vaimino, Hamaitsa Mechavari Olavaraya, Mashma, the Israel is the Muchsik, and therefore we have a suffix, which one goes to the Kohen, if anyone goes to the Kohen, the Israel that's a Muchsik, he has a right to say to the Kohen, you bring me a proof. So when one of them died, the Israel has a right to say it's the Kohen that died, and he has a right to hold on to the other one. Now, you can tell me and think. Misham Nibinayam, that means to say according to Rabbi Kiva. Tichi Hadodi, that it's equal, means the value both of them. And they have to divide up the price equally. If so, the Chi Hadodi Pligi, they argue, they divide up equally. It's Achinami Liplok, Gavi Hadodi here also. When one of them died, so the one that's alive also, we should divide it up equally between the Kohen and the Israel. Ela. So it's a proof now that according to Rekiva, you say Hamaitim Mechaver Lo Maraya. If so, Elamai Mishamim. What does it mean to say? Shuman Yebineim. That means there's a value in between us. The Yom LeLakayin that the Yisrael has a right to say back to the Kayin. I see Raya the Bechoru B'Shakom. You go bring me a proof that the live one now belongs to you and take it. But Kozman, you can't bring me a proof. The Yisrael is Muslim. He has a right to hold on to it. So the ratio also Mishamim means that the Yisrael gets the better one, and the Kohen can't take only the Kochosh, the weaker one. Now it says the Mishnah of Yashen, the second one, Yiroch, Yistoivu, Vichai B'matonis. Again, the din is the Mishnah, where both of them gave birth at the same time, so we yield E.F. Shalitam same, so we yield only one has Grishas B'chor, so one goes to the Kohen, and the other one stays by the Yisrael. But even the one that stays by Yisrael is also a suffix, maybe that's the B'chor. So he has to wait until it becomes a Balmum, and then he's on Yishal and Dinim Mamas, he has to give it to the Kohen or not, then we say, Raza, he has the right to hold on to it. Now, if the Mum happens, he could eat it, when he goes to Shecht it, does he have to give Matonis or not? At the camera, may hold Yechayim in the Matonis, means to give to the Kohen, this Royal Lechayim the Kaidom, and if yes, the old Yipotah. Moses says, my time with Rabbi Meir, what's this one in the Tanakhama of Rabbi Meir? Why does he say Yechayiv? So Rabbi Yosef Echelin says, Hoyu the Kohen ball of Mishnei Tzadim. The Kohen comes to complain now, like Mamanashach. He has two ways to complain to say he has a right to get the Matonis, the two Tzadim, two ways. To Yomle, the Kohen says to Yisrael like this. Mamanashach, I Bechorum, if the one you're holding on to is really the Bechorum, then couldn't be you, who? Then the whole thing belongs to me. Like a Bechor is a Matnas Kun, you have to give the whole thing to the Kohen. Elamai, what do you hold on to it? E loy bechoru, elamai holding on because you have right to say maybe it's not a bechor. So if it's not the bechor, then have li matonis minei. Then for sure it's only chulin, you have a chiv to give me the matonis. That's a svar of Meir, that even though it's a suffix, whether it's a bechor or not, for sure you have to give the matonis, the zroy of lechayim bekevo, to the kohen. Now the question is, Rabbi Yossi, my taima. How can Rabbi Yossi says the apostle who Rabbi Meir is right? The bowl of Mishnei Tzadim. Commentators on the Rabbi Rabbi says the story of Yesi is that also Shein the Zeicha Kizeicham, even though the Kohen was not Zeicha in the Bechor, we look as if the Kohen was really Zeicha in the Bechor. Let's say the one that Yisrael is holding on to, even though it's about Mumna, let's say that was really the Bechor. So we look as if the Bechor really went to the Kohen, and the Kohen said to Yisrael, you know what, I'll sell you back my Bechor. So the Kohen gives the Bechor now to the Yisrael, and Yisrael like pains him with the other animal. So therefore, the Avagat Leimot Liyodei, even though this Bechor, the one he saw holding, really did not come to the hand of the Kohen yet, but we look as if Midrabonon commanded Leimot Liyodei. It's as if this one, the one he saw holding, like maybe really that's really the Bechor. So look as if the Yisrael gave it to the Kohen already. And the Zavdin Liyisrael, now the Kohen sold it back to the Yisrael, the Mum, and has a Mum. And that's the Locha, the Kohen receives the Bechor. And after it becomes a Bamum, he sells it to Yisrael, that Yisrael is proper from the Matanis. Here also, even though they divide it up, the Kohen gets one and the Yisrael gets one, but the one the Yisrael gets, we have right look at it as it's a Manashach. That if it was really the Bechor, we look as if it came to the Rishus HaKohen, and the Kohen sells it back to the Yisrael, the Schar, he can keep the other one. So So therefore, Nitzat Aseh was really a Bechor, he's potter from Matanus. So therefore, since it's a Suffolk, whether it's the Bechor or not, so when a Suffolk, the Yisrael has the right to send it back to the Kohen, Hamaitzu Mechavere Olavarai. Oh, Malay Reb Lozer, Reb Lozer, like this now. Hakol Moedim, both Reb Nayim, Reb Yosef, both agree, Pesofik Bechor, Shein Chalipin, B'yad Kohen. In the case, let's say, where Rochel gave birth to a Zohar and a Nekeva, and we have a Suffolk, which one came out first? So Lochur is, you have to be Mafrish. The Bechor, the Yisrael has to wait until it becomes a Bamum. And then he can eat it. So in such a case, that's called by a Bechor, a Suffolk Bechor, Shein Chalipin B'yad Kohen, that the Kohen doesn't get anything for sure, Shechai B'matonis. In such a case, then, that the Yisrael has to give at least the Matonis to the Kohen. Why? Because here there's no Kamisha Zachadami. There's only one Suffolk Bechor that Yisrael is keeping. So the Kohen has the right to send a Monoshach. In the Anasad, it's a Bechor, Yomi, the whole thing. Elamai, why are you keeping it? Because maybe it's Chulin. If it's Chulin, then you also owe me the Matonis. So Marcel, let's see. Hakel Moediman, who is the Gemara saying now that who is Reb Loza saying that Hakel Moed, everybody agrees that Yechayiv, the who Reb Yosi, I mean even Reb Yosi agrees you have to give the Matonis. But the Gemara Pshita, of course, Ad Kadloi Kopot Reb Yosi Osamel the Chalipin the Yad Kain. When does Reb Yosi say you put it for the Matonis in our mission only because there's a Chalipin the Yad Kain, like we just said, there are two animals involved in the Bechayri here. Where this Rochel gave birth to two Sechorim. Here we say that the Yosef, Shein Ezecha Kezecha, we look as if the one that the Yisrael has, as if he was running Zecha to the Kohen, the Kohen gives it back to him. Avalein Chalipim Biyat Kohen, if the Kohen there's only one Bechor involved, and the Kohen has nothing, Loi, then Shitu of Yosef would agree that you have to give the Matanis of that Behemoth to the Kohen. Now what's Rav Lozer's Chiddush? Skmar says, yes, there is a Chiddush. Because otherwise, now the time I would have thought to say, time with Reb Yosi, what's the reason of Reb Yosi, why he says that Yechayiv in the Matonis, the Kesava, maybe Reb Yosi swears like this. Why Reb Yosi doesn't mean you put him in the Matonis? I would have thought to say maybe because he holds it's Xero. Because the Mechayiv is like the Matonis, if the din is you really have to give the Matonis to the Kayin, it's also Lele Dei Gizav Yavaydom. Like it's Xero, we're afraid. Like really this Pahema, the soul is holding on to it, really a Suffolk Bechor. So if he's Surim Shabai, he's not allowed to share off the wool or he can't work with it. So if that, he has to be Machban Natsum. And if you're going to tell him the Lachar is, you have to give the Matanas to the Kohen, he'll come to think that's really a Behemoth Chulin, and he'll come to be Gozav and work with it. So if I would have thought to say, Afagav the Enchlipim Biyat Kohen, even though the Kohen does not have one in his hand, this is the only one Suffolk Bechor by the Yisrael, maybe also Reb Yosi would hold that you put them in a Matonis. Is Kamash Ruan, that's the Chiddush of Reb Lozer. No, that the only reason why Reb Yosi holds you put in the Mishnah is because there are two payments involved. And we look as if the coin was Zecher in the Bechor and he sold it back to the Yisrael. But in a case where there's only one Bechor involved, even Reb Yosi agrees that the Yisrael has to give the Matonis to the coin because it's a Monoshach. Either the payments of Bechor, so really the coin deserves everything. The reason why the Yisrael is holding on to because he has a right to say, maybe the Nekeva came out first, and this is not a Bechor. So also then Yimachriv the Matonis. So therefore, according to Reb Yosi, in this case, there's only one Suffolk Bechor, you would have the Chiyuv to give the Matonis. Now the Gemara says, Umi Motzit Amr, is it possible to say like this, that the have a minute to say, that according to Reb Yosi, the Tamiz Mishum Gzeiro, of Avuda, Mishum Gizu, Bavoido, for the moment, Samotochi, what Tony says on the Sefer like this. Shar Reb Yosi, it says clearly, the next Mishnah says in the Sefer, Reb Yosi used to say, Shar Reb Yosi, Yemel, that Kol Shechlipim, Biyat Kohen, Potem, and Amatonis, that Kol Zaman, the Kohen has the other one.